SoundCloud Music.
Hey, hey. What's up?
What up? What up?
Listeners, how y'all doing? Y'all in traffic? All right. Well, we got a good one for y'all. All right. And hey, welcome back to the place where nothing is safe. This is episode 87. Damn, 87?
Damn.
Man, we getting up there. 13 more for 100. 87 of the Jig Is Up podcast. You know me. I'm your host, yours, Marco, and I'm with...
It's your guy, M.E.Z.
It's your girl, Miss Nessa, a.k.a. Blazing Mommy.
And, you know, Kenlin, a.k.a. K-Mar, is here with us in spirit. He's always going to be here in recording because he's, like, the beatboxer for Nessa for the NSA segment, if you haven't noticed already. But, man, however you're listening to this podcast platform of choice, like Apple Podcasts, SoundCloud, Stitcher Radio, Google Play Music, YouTube, TuneIn, or on iHeartRadio, make sure you subscribe, rate, and review, and most importantly, share. And I want to give a shout-out to all the people who's been sharing. You know, Dan, a.k.a. Jamal, I see you, bro. Zach, I see you. I appreciate anybody, everybody who shares this podcast. Deeply appreciate it. And also, let's get things started, man. How you guys doing this evening?
Good, man.
Tired, but I'm good.
Tired, good, mm-hmm. Keeping in good spirits.
I'm trying. It's tough out there, but I'm trying.
All right. So, Thanksgiving's around the corner. What y'all doing?
Eating.
Black Friday.
And,
well, food first, then Black Friday.
Food first, then Black Friday. All right, man. That's what's up, man. I know my parents, they want to go out to Temecula. I don't feel like I don't.
Yo, that drive though.
I'm, you know, like I just stay home. I'll just stay home. And for me, I might just either go to Whole Foods and get my food, or I just go to Donna Jean's and get my food to go. Like, you know, because you know, it's like now, like one, I'm vegan. Two, you know, go to a Black Thanksgiving.
There's
no vegan options. Not even the greens are safe, nigga. They got ham on them. You got, you know, the mac and cheese, all the fucking shit's mixed with regular 2% milk and shit. Like, it's nothing there for me. So, why even bother? You know what I mean? And then it feels like they have to accommodate me, like, this weird-ass nigga who don't eat any animal products. You know what I mean?
I don't think every family member gonna think like that.
Or some of them like, man, you tripping, man.
Yeah, yeah. Some of them going to be like, you know, I'm happy for you. You going the healthy route. That's good,
but I'm going to fuck this.
But I'm about to get this mac and cheese.
I'm going
to
get this mac and cheese. I'm going to fuck up this bacon-wrapped turkey, the smoked turkey, the deep-fried turkey. You know, Black folks, man, we do it the most, man. I don't know, man. Honestly, what is your favorite and least favorite delicacy during Thanksgiving?
My least favorite is dry ass turkey. Like, I honestly never had deep fried turkey.
Never had deep fried turkey?
Never. I've had the dry ass baked in the oven turkey. What?
No gravy, no nothing.
And that's the thing that's always more, that's the thing where there's the most leftover. Make sure you take as much turkey as you like. There ain't gonna be much shit.
That turkey gonna be jerky. He's like, right. Nigga,
I remember we was young, younger, and we used to have turkey sandwiches after Thanksgiving.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, cut the meat up, whatever, and it's just dry as fuck.
What about you, Ness? I know you're.
Oh, I didn't say my favorite.
Oh, your favorite.
Mac and cheese.
Oh, mac and cheese.
Mac and cheese.
Mac and cheese. Baked mac and cheese?
Yeah, has to be out the oven.
Has to be. It's kind of, okay, with me it's kind of tough because Black I know Capino. What my favorite is, but my peoples don't make it. So my favorite, all-time favorite is mac and cheese. So you normally will see me making posts like, if y'all got mac and cheese, link up with me. I'll trade you for some lumpia. Like, you know, because I love me some mac and cheese. But you know what? No one be pulling through. They don't be pulling. I'll be like, I'll pull up to you. Like, I love mac and cheese. I stay with, like, my family that I have Thanksgiving with or any holidays with is my Filipino side. But don't get me wrong, you know, my mom's was married to a black dude, obviously, and she gets down on collard greens. And she like really puts her foot in it, but I don't really care for it, if that makes sense. It tastes good, but I don't know, it's not a favorite of mine.
Okay.
So if I have to go based off of what I enjoy, mac and cheese. If I have to go based off of what I enjoy when I'm with the family, it's the pot roast. I don't really care for like the turkey. And it's funny you say that because turkey do be hella dry. Like, yeah, I never skip
the turkey and go straight to the ham.
I never go to, but see, but I don't like ham either. It's too salty. That's why I don't do bacon.
Between the two, I'm like, well, that's the runner up for me. I'm just gonna have to get some ham.
But see, but that's why I like the pot roast. Because my uncle makes a pot roast. My white uncle, he be throwing down with the pot roast. As far as the least favorite, you said turkey was yours. What is my least favorite? Yep, dry ass turkey. I really don't care for the turkey.
You know, surprisingly,
I don't eat turkey for Thanksgiving.
Tofu turkey has more juice than a dry ass turkey.
You said soul food?
Tofu turkey. Tofu turkey. Has more juice than a dry ass turkey. Like, that shit is crazy. Like, yeah, and my least favorite when I was eating meat and animal products, I would have to say, I'll tell you one thing I stay clear away from, and that's chitlins.
Oh yeah, I mean, I tried chitlins once because my mom, she loved that shit. She throw hot sauce on anything, and she was like, "Try this." Tried it.
Franks are Louisiana, like,
but it smelled like ass.
Franks are Louisiana.
Okay,
when it comes to hot sauce,
It depends on the meal.
Yeah,
like it depends on what you're putting it on. Cause I fucks with both.
I'm more Louisiana.
For me, Louisiana really came in clutch when it came to my noodles.
Least favorite, I have to say, is stuffing. Like, the stuffing part. The stuffing part. The only time I eat the stuffing, it has cranberry sauce with it. If it doesn't have cranberry sauce with the stuffing, it's going to be hard for me to be excited about eating stuffing.
I like it without it.
You like it without it?
Yeah, I separate the two. Like, let me get the cranberry sauce.
It's funny because we were just having that convo at work today. Like, one of my coworkers was saying she doesn't want, like, anything to touch. Like,
touch
she doesn't
each
want
other.
The juice to get into, like, man, whatever. I'm like,
it's all going the same place, so fuck it.
Mm-hmm. Only time I don't care is, like, breakfast. You know, like the syrup get all on like
the eggs
and shit. I don't give a fuck.
When I go to Roscoe's, I make sure that I separate my waffle with my chicken. Like, I don't like them. I don't like
syrup. Hey, I think when the syrup get on the chicken, I think it's kind of fire though. I can't front.
Oh man. You know, like, I started to like mashed sweet potatoes. That shit is so good.
Mashed sweet potatoes.
That sounds good.
I don't care for mashed potatoes or baked potatoes. Yeah, I lost a few friends today based off of the shit talking about food. I lost a few friends.
I mean, I'm still gonna be your friend, but dang, it's all good.
I will fucks with mashed potatoes if they cook it. Have almond milk. They use almond milk.
Yeah,
you know, non-dairy products. It's still possible, black folks. We can do it, but you know. It's okay. It's fine. I'll figure out a way how to survive during Thanksgiving.
Imagine telling them to do it without salt. They're going to be like,
"Oh no,
cook
no.
without salt?
Oh,
what kind of world is that?"
To me, I guess it's more a texture thing because I will fuck up some fries, but I don't care for mashed potatoes potato salad. It depends. Like, I can't just eat anybody's potato salad.
I agree. Totally agree.
But I do like potato salad.
But anyways, listeners, we wish y'all to have a happy Thanksgiving. Eat all your food, get the itis, watch some football, or what you got to say, Meezy?
I'll wait till the end. Never mind.
Oh, okay, you wait till the end. No, because I'm gonna just get in, go into the Nothing Is Safe segment.
Yeah.
And I just want to talk about this because shout outs to Zach. He threw the alley-oop, and I got to slam dunk it.
Aw, Zach.
Man,
Zach, man.
Jesus is out here getting catfished. And I'm not talking about Jesus Christ, everybody's Lord and Savior, if you believe in Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. I'm talking about Shuttlesworth. You know, and people who don't know, I'm talking about the former NBA player who played as Jesus Shuttlesworth. His name is Ray Allen. He played as Jesus Shuttlesworth in Spike Lee's joint. He got game starring Denzel Washington. And also, we were also introduced to the world by Rosario Dawson, right? She was in that movie. She played as Lala. Niggas was thirsting over her. I had a little crush on Rosario Dawson when I saw that movie, too.
She had skills in that motherfucking... Ferris Wheel.
Apparently, you know, he could join Paul George, allegedly, as another NBA player who's been catfished. But Ray Allen, unlike PG-13, Ray Allen believed that he was shooting threes with multiple women in the DMs. You know what I mean? But it turned out to be just one man, psyching them all out. So, according to TMZ Sports, Allen made an agreement in confidence with the guy to stop posting shit about him and all that. But, of course, the dude didn't broke that agreement, and he's trying to extort him, and, of course, the lawyer's going to come back. But on a sidebar, I do want to talk about this, too, about shooting your shot. Shannon Sharp, like I said, he got to meet his WCW, Miss Nicole Murphy. He was publicly thirsting over this woman for a long time. As you can see on his Twitter timeline, he was saying Nicole Murphy could get all my Fox checks. he was after her. He wanted Eddie's ex-wife bad. But the funny thing about it, I didn't know that Shannon Sharp is engaged to get married.
Mm.
And he's like on social media publicly thirsting over another woman like that, like hard. But it's so funny that Black Twitter, Black Internet, Black social media, they gave him a pass. You know why? Because his fiance's white. They're like, fuck it.
That's crazy.
That's crazy. Like, they're like, oh, shit. You know, but think about it. Just imagine how embarrassing that is for her.
Mm-hmm.
You're engaged to get married, but your nigga out here thirsting.
I wish a motherfucker would.
Was on Undisputed talking about he brought out the backwoods for it.
Mm.
Celebrate. He put it on TV and everything. Mm. Like, yo, I'm so happy that I met my crush. And don't get me wrong. Mm. Don't get me wrong. Nicole Murphy's killing it. For her age, she is killing it.
So wait, wouldn't she count as a celebrity crush?
Yeah, I guess so. But Shannon Sharp is, you know.
I mean, don't y'all females get passes for crushing on celebrity men?
I don't know.
It's like, it's not the same.
I don't know.
It's a general thing. It's a general conversation. You don't have to be in a relationship to know that, right? I don't know. I thought we had a conversation previously.
Did off, we?
Yeah. Saying like females thirsting over celebrities isn't the same as a guy looking at like an Instagram chick or something. I'm like, to me, it's the same because, you know, the chances of a girl talking to a celebrity guy is the same chance as a guy talking to that Instagram chick.
Well, I mean, Shannon Sharp is, like, making himself known, making himself very a pillar of the community with all the stuff that he's saying on the Undisputed show with Skip Bayless. So he's getting a lot of attention from the community, you know, so it's not like, you know, he's just some other sports analyst. Like, Shannon Sharp is that dude right now. Like, to me, like, Stephen A. Smith, like, sorry, man. He took your spot, man. He took your spot.
You think he took to Stephen A.'s spot?
Hell yeah. And it was so incredible that I have to give it props to Shannon Sharp that I think certain networks didn't want to fuck with him because he sounded too country.
Yeah,
like some people like turned him away because he sounds too country, but now he's showing that he's very articulate, very entertaining, very smart. Even though he's a Denver Bronco, and like when he puts on that blue and orange, fuck him. But as a human being, and as another black man, like I fucks with him. And that's how it is, man. That's how it is, man. The world of sports, like nigga, hey, you go against my team, fuck you. You know
what
I mean?
Did he ever respond to the backlash and all that?
No? I mean, he ain't getting no backlash. Like, he had fucking LeBron James cheering him on, Nelly cheering him on. Like, these niggas like, yeah.
I seen the comment, Nelly's comment or whatever. Yo, and he tagged LeBron in it or whatever.
That nigga. That's just funny, man. And I'm sitting here just looking at Yo Gotti like, nigga, when are you going to shoot your shot at Angela Simmons, man? You see Shannon Sharp man. Out here. And Yo Gotti, make your move, boy.
You should do it now.
You should do it now. Yo Gotti, shoot your shot. It goes down to DM. You made the song, my nigga. You better go and make it happen. But back to the subject at hand. Mr. Jesus Shuttlesworth. Ain't nothing saving him right now. Ain't nothing safe for him. The reason why I brought this side note and circumventing back to Jesus Shuttlesworth, a.k.a. Ray Allen, Ray Allen's married, mm-hmm. and he thought he was sexting multiple women. And actually, he actually tweeted a DM a long time ago. And let me read the tweet. He said, "I'm getting there. When you masturbate, think about my tongue or your clit, and I'm switching it back and forth with my dick and to my tongue." That's Ray Allen said
Wait,
that.
He tweeted that?
He tweeted a DM.
It was supposed to be a DM, but it was a public tweet.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I see.
So I'm like,
you know.
Oh, hell.
Damn, Ray Allen got caught up, man. And the thing was,
and that
like,
shit gay though.
And he's married.
The nigga that was tweeting or conversating with him back.
The dude thought he was winning. He thought he was swishing threes like he used to do back in his heyday.
I'm talking about the dude that was portraying, like playing as a chick. That nigga gay, man.
Yeah, there's some level of gayness you gotta do.
That's gay. You really gotta go somewhere mentally to be on some shit like that.
I'm gonna extort this nigga. I'm gonna put up like.
If he talking freaky like that, I wonder what the dude that was, was playing as a chick, I wonder what he was saying. Because that's, I couldn't even type no gay shit.
He's like,
oh man, but I mean,
no offense to everybody that's gay, but
you know. I'll say all this to say this: stay clean because you know cheating can get messy. That's all I'm saying. Nothing is safe when you think you out here thinking you're shooting your shot and swishing threes and shit with different chicks. It ain't worth it, fellas. It ain't worth it. But if you that type of nigga who like to do that. I always say it once, and I'll say it again. I think you should pursue a polyamorous lifestyle. And that's what I got to say. Nothing is safe.
I guess that should go for all the athletes because it seems like that's a regular thing for them.
Yeah, it's a regular occurrence.
Because you say what?
Millions and monogamy don't mix.
You marry your day one, and then you still fuck around because you want both.
It's like this. Your main got to be, either she has to be accepting that you're going to fuck other bitches, but don't get him pregnant, or that she just have to be accepted that the fact that you're just going to fuck other bitches. Like, mm-hmm. When you're, you know, that type of person, you're marrying that type of dude, you know what I mean? So, you got to come to some realization. Like, if a dude is dating an ultra-attractive girl, he has to come to a realization there's going to be mad disrespectful-ass niggas who going to come at your girl knowing that she's in a relationship. Mm-hmm. Niggas will slide in DMs, niggas with Dirty Mac, niggas going to do anything and everything to take your chick away from you. It comes with the territory. If you're dating a badass chick, expect niggas going to come out her way. If you're dating a baller, an athlete, or whatever, a desirable man, expect chicks to come after him too. Hey. Mm-hmm. That's just how it is. So that's the ugly side when you start dating super attractive people. But I digress. Anything else? Any inputs?
Nope.
All right. Nessa, you ready?
Sure.
Wake your ass up.
I know.
Nessa Service announcement.
Yeah.
NSA time.
Wake that ass.
The jig is up, bitches.
You should add that to the recording.
Damn, son, where do you find this? This the Jig Is Up podcast with Nessa's service announcement.
And she's talking in the background with her own recording.
Right.
Oh, disrespectful ass music. You can hear that saliva just going.
Which mic was he using?
You were supposed to tag it when he was sick last time.
I tagged it. But I eventually took it down. Yeah, I didn't tag it no more. Because he got offended. And I'm like, hey, man.
Aww. We can't all be sick.
Right.
All right, y'all. What up? This is my NSA brought to you by Miss Nessa. I'm trying to wake my ass up. But last week, I spoke on a situation off of a listener who...
Heidi.
Oh, well, I don't think Heidi's a listener. But a listener told us about her friend Heidi, right? This week, I'm going to talk about my girl, who we actually have talked about some odd episodes ago. I want to say we named her Gina. I don't know if you guys remember that situation.
Oh, the Gina with the dude. It's like he left the house. Like he just bounced on her, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I remember.
So, okay. So she's a, it's about her it's again, but it's a different No, it's not a follow-up.
Oh, it's not a follow-up? Okay.
Oh, actually, I can't
It is a follow-up. You're bringing something... You're doing an update, so.
Kind of. Not really.
All right.
Okay. So, anywho, so well, Miss Gina. So, Gina, she actually has been, I think I have mentioned this. She started kind of dating this dude back in February. So, she was also in a situationship like myself. I don't remember if I mentioned that. Did I? Because the guy that bounced out was her ex.
Okay.
So, anyway, story time. So, here's the backstory. She started dating this dude back in February. Everything was cool. They were doing their thing. He wasn't supposed to be here long, so that's kind of why they weren't trying to shoot for anything, because he actually lives in Oklahoma, I want to say. But he was out here for work, and then he was in San Diego, then he got transferred to Temecula, and then they ended up extending his stay to LA. So they were still kicking it, especially when he moved to LA. Every weekend she either was there or he was over here. So anywho, everything was cool with them up until, last month? Come to find out. Oh, no. So we're talking one day, and she tells me, I haven't heard from him in a week. And I'm like, oh, shit, what the fuck? So she was just kind of X-ing him off, okay, I'm not fucking with him because I don't know what the fuck's going on. She's like, but I think it has to do with another girl. Like, it has to be, right? Same situation that happened with her ex, remember? So then a week passes by, and he hits her up like nothing. Come to find out, his ex was back in the picture. So mind you, she still lives back home in Oklahoma. And he basically was saying he wants to work things out. Or she was saying she wants to work things out with him. She wants to get back with him. So she's going to fly back out here by the end of next month. Mind you, they both have kids, but not with each other. So when they were together, when he was back home, she helped raise his child. So he's a nurse. So he, because of his hours, he's not able to have his child with him unless, obviously, there's someone to watch her. So she still lives. So she lives in Vegas with his mom. She's supposed to be back in the picture, and that means he's going to have his child back. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Kind of,
mm-hmm. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So it kind of puts their situationship, obviously, not even to a hold, but she's just like, okay, well, I'm not going to fuck with him no more. He's going back to his ex. But meanwhile, they were still fucking with each other, right? She ends up doing some Inspector Gadget work, because you know how females can get.
Inspector Gadget.
Yeah, I know about Inspector Gadget. Oh.
What? So she ends up. The ex ends up finding out who she is, gets her number, and accuses him of, obviously being with another woman, which they're not even together, so she really has no right to question him, right? So he calls her. So he calls Gina in the middle of the night one night and was like, can you tell this bitch that you and I haven't seen each other? Because they didn't. We haven't seen each other in like a week. And then she's just like, okay. So he calls her on three-way and was like, oh, you know, we're not seeing each other, right? We're not seeing each other anymore. She was like, no. And then she's like, well, you guys could be lying. He could have probably told you, you know, to say that. She's like, I'm not fucking with him. And whatever you guys got going on is between you guys. I don't understand why you guys are calling me. I'm going to hang up now. So she hangs up, right? So then he hits her back up and was like, oh, I'm sorry about all that. You know, but okay. Okay. So sorry. Let me get my thoughts together. So basically what I don't understand, and I'm trying to, I don't know if it's a guy thing, you know, he's just trying to have his cake and eat it too, is he's trying to work things out with his ex, who he's talked very negatively about. The only good thing is she was able to help take care of his daughter while he worked, right? But he's too busy still trying to hit her up, still trying to see what's good. Like I said, they would see each other every other weekend. Then last week, she ends up calling him. Come to find out, she found out that they're still being in contact, right? So he hits up Gina and was like, I have to change my number now. She was like, why? He said, because she found out we're still talking and she doesn't want us to have any more communication. She was like, okay, well, that's fine. I agree. We should just cut off all communication. It doesn't make sense for us to keep this thing going if you're already planning to be with another woman. Like, so, like, you know, let's end it now. He's like, okay, I agree. This past weekend, he hits her up like nothing. Hey, what are you doing? And she's like, weren't you supposed to change your number? He's like, yeah, I'm going to. He's like, but I really, really want to see you before I go back home this week. He said, wait a minute. So you mean to tell me you want me to drive all the way to LA so you could smash one more time just to go home and fly, go back home and get some pussy from your ex? Like, no, I'm not getting down like that. That shit makes no sense.
Trey Songz. Skinny, yep. Trey Songz.
You said skinny.
This is the last time.
I can't with guys.
Thank you, Michael. Thank you.
I can't with guys.
Well, for him, it's kind of like, for him, he just want to get that last whatever he has out of his system before he takes the plunge, I guess. Go and commit. Like guys,
I want to be honest right now.
Nah, you gotta be honest, man.
So, okay, it's a difference.
Throw your disclaimer, just in case Monica's just listening.
You gotta do it. You gotta
throw
do
your
it.
Disclaimer.
Disclaimer, Monica, I'm not doing none of this shit that you're talking about. I just know how they think. Not making the same choices, not at all. I'm 100% my
own. I'm the change man. Look at the range, man.
I got a whole new game plan. But long time ago.
In the galaxy far away.
I can relate to what dude is coming from as far as wanting to get that one last one, because wanting to be with someone in a relationship and stuff isn't the same thing as like wanting to just have sex with, it's not the same thing as wanting to have sex. Like, you can have bomb ass sex, but I don't want to be with you forever. I don't want to be your dude. A girl could have okay sex and has everything else. You know, from my perspective, I'm giving my perspective, you know what I'm saying? I had a situation where I stopped fucking around with this one chick. Mm-hmm. Because that's all we were doing, and that's all my interest in her were, and started to get into like a relationship situation. Once I started sleeping with my girl, ex, whatever, I found out she wasn't all that tight in the bed, and it made me start fiending for what I left alone before her. Mm-hmm. I'm like, what the fuck? So, I didn't do what he did though, trying to like hit it back up. Hey, what you doing for the weekend? All that other shit. Cause I make my decision to be with who I'm with and just stick to that. But I get it, you know, how he felt about that, like from what you're telling me. I don't know everything in it, but mm-hmm. just from that, like he's like, well, since this is, you know, since I gotta really break ties with you, let me just get one more for the memories.
I would say
some just straight up savage shit.
But the thing was, like, it's kind of fucked up that she has to drive to LA for it.
Yeah.
Can't y'all just meet up in Orange County?
If anything, if anything,
you know what I mean?
No, let me say this. If anything, that nigga should be driving to her.
Yeah, that too.
Cause he like, man, I need this last one from you. Let me make the attempt to get all the way over to you.
But it's not just sex. Like, anytime they've ever, like, linked up,
yeah,
they were going on dates. Like, they were basically in a relationship without the title. Like, yeah. Situationship. That's,
I mean, but at the beginning, was it even serious? Because you said at the beginning, was it even serious?
The only reason why it wasn't was because he wasn't guaranteed to be in San Diego, and she's like, "I'm not doing this."
Okay, so
you know?
Being emotionally invested in something that ain't gonna happen.
They became because he ended up staying.
Okay,
so then they started.
I think where he's coming from. That he knows he's going to be there temporarily, but he probably just wants to live out what a fantasy. You know what I mean? He wanted to live out a temporary fantasy before reality strikes. And maybe it's kind of like a male version of a Cinderella story. He finds someone that he's feeling. They're vibing well. He's not really thinking about his ex or child or anything like that. He's just her and the place, and they're together, and they're just having fun. And maybe it's not just necessarily about the sex, but it is about the escape of their everyday reality or the realities that are that mm-hmm. to come. And he needs to just get that one last ride, not necessarily as in sex, but as in just the full package of like dating, courting, romantic shit, you know.
Yeah, that's why I said, you know, from like my opinion,
it's like the whole thing. Like, maybe she had the whole package.
Yeah,
but maybe in another time, in another lifetime,
mm-hmm. And that's pretty much
like Erykah Badu.
Yeah,
what is he supposed to do?
You know exactly what he's supposed to do.
Oh, what am I supposed to do?
There you go. But the thing is, because he's very open with her, obviously, if he mm-hmm. told her, like, hey, I'm going to work things out with my ex. But
they had
a toxic relationship. Yeah. That's why they broke up.
And that's
why
that situationship is so intense, because he's living out what he would do if the relationship wasn't toxic. Mm. Have date nights, have passionate sex. Have being open and honest with each other and professing their feelings towards each other. So I see where he's coming from. You know what I mean?
Toxic relationship is with
the ex.
The ex.
And he's going to work it out with the
Because of the kid.
So he's putting it, okay.
So he's making himself, he's putting himself at risk to being miserable for the rest of his life.
Risk. Sound like he doing that.
Oh, he's gonna come to a realization that he's like, you know what, fuck this, ain't worth it. I will pay the child support. I'll pay the alimony. Fuck this, get me out of here.
Here's my thing. If what your perspective is what he's really thinking, what the fuck is he doing?
You know, because I think he's trying to do what's right.
Yeah,
for his child. I get it.
He's going off principle and not feelings. I think, but this time you need to go off feelings.
You need to have a chat. He needs to have a conversation with his child.
I think this time he needs to go off feelings, and he has to let his child know, like, hey, sometimes things don't work out between mommy and daddy.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not his mom. It's not her mom. She has her mom. She lives with her mom right now.
I'm talking about his ex.
Yeah, that's not the mom.
That's not the mom.
They both. So he has
stepmom.
A child.
Hey,
so yeah,
maybe. Hey, you know, maybe stepmom. It ain't working out. We're going to have to move on. I know she love you. I know I love you. And, you know, it's weird because I remember growing up before my stepfather came into the picture, my mom was a single woman. Mm-hmm. Single woman. I'm the boy, you know, the only child at the time. Seeing my mom dating multiple men and shit. And it fucked me up a little bit. But, you know, as I got older, I started to understand. You know, like, you would want your biological father to be the only man in your mom's life. That's just mm-hmm. natural. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So when you see a new dude, and mind you, I never met my biological father until I was probably like 9. Yeah, I didn't meet my biological until I was 9. But mm-hmm. even then, still, like, I, you know what I mean? I think naturally you have that, like, this ain't right. You know, you're supposed to be with the man. You know what I mean? You're supposed to be with the man who brought me here, too. You know what I mean? Yeah,
because I had that same feeling when I was 14. That's when my parents had their shaky thing where my mom was, they both were kind of started talking to other people. And this new guy comes in trying to, like, be my friend. I'm like, get the fuck away from me, dude. Don't be trying to be my friend. Just go hang out with my mom. That's what she got you here for. Don't come over here. That's how I felt.
Yeah.
You know, so. Oh, well, I wanted to say, like, Gina, didn't she have, like, spend time with his child, mm-hmm. too?
So she's emotionally mm-hmm. invested in the child as well? Or just watched
it was,
over him?
It was
watched,
one time, like, he had her for a week, but they stayed at her place. So she got to hang out with them for a week. So she already knows who she is and everything, you know, and she knows. She was introduced as his friend, but... You know, they would be chilling in the room while she was there. You know what I mean? So I'm and I want to. How is the girl? I want to say she's like 14, I think.
Oh shit, she
ain't stupid.
Oh, she hip too.
She ain't stupid. Oh, that's your friend, huh?
Oh, she hip too.
She ain't stupid at all.
No, because he wants her that's to Natalie live there, but just her not like. It's just his schedule is so, like, sketchy. He wants someone to be there. She's not from there, so she would just be there and, like, not be able to really do much, you know? So, yeah. Mm.
So. Not but, yeah, pretty but. Much. But
you're yeah, I mean, pretty
to watch
much.
The child that's 14? That's what I'm saying. Like, the fuck?
I don't know. I don't know.
I used to be able to watch my siblings.
I guess it's just being
eight,
a male
like
and raising a, especially a teenager. Like that's not something that.
And
you know,
he don't want her to probably go out wild out with other crazy girls or anything like that.
Well, that makes sense.
You know what I mean? So it's kind of like you know, she's a teenager. She's going through changes. You know, she's having periods at this time now. So that's just a known fact. Body's going through changes, hormones and shit. So I mean it is what it is, man.
Sorry, a voice in my head was like, it's time to have sex.
Oh yeah. From the show on Netflix.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, send her a dick pic. Yeah.
What is it called? Big Mouth?
Big Mouth. You know, that's what I'm thinking about, changes. I'm thinking about that show Big Mouth on Netflix. Good show, by the way. No plug. But but yeah, like I think that's what he's going through right now. It's just like, oh shit, she's changed. It's not like my precious little girl. Yeah. It's like my girl's getting older. Maybe she's starting to develop a little bit more. Mm-hmm. So
such a delicate flower.
Yeah, so and then in a crazy world that we're seeing now, all these sex pedophiles getting exposed and sexual harassments and all that shit. Of course, he as a father, and you're gonna be like, no, you ain't going nowhere. Mm-hmm. Stay your ass home from
especially
these fucking
being
predators.
In LA, but he lives in LA
where it's predator central in LA, especially in Hollywood. So I mean I could see where he's coming from through that.
Motherfucker try to recruit her for porn and shit and all that other stuff,
sex trafficking, all kinds of shit, kidnapping. So I can see all these realm of possibilities out there because But anyway,
so
that's
her question.
What's the question?
Well, obviously, you know, he wants to kick and eat it too. We know that, but will she wants to know? Do you guys think will his relationship last with him and his ex? Mind you, she's not even here yet, and they're already arguing nasty arguments.
Yeah, I'm saying no.
To the point where he's hitting up Gina, venting about it.
No, it's not going to last, and I feel that he's wasting his time, especially if that's not the biological mother of his child. Why even bother?
I want to know what's the intentions for staying with this person that's toxic and not your child's, you know,
mother.
Because my thing I don't get is he keeps telling her, like, yeah, all she got to do is fuck up one more time. Like, I'm not putting her name on the lease. She going to fuck up one more time, and I'm sending her back. I'm waiting for her to
fuck up one more time. Right? It's over.
He's
like,
really nice.
Mind you, he's going to, I'm sure. That's a nice person. Because I don't, I think she just has, like, a regular job right now. So I want to say that he's moving her out here. This is, she's the one that wanted, she's the one that made the initial, like, okay, we're going to work this out. I'm going to be better. You know, this, that, and the other. But, like, she's going to basically be a stay-at-home mom. Because she doesn't have a job. She's just coming off the rip. She doesn't, she's not, she hasn't looked for a job yet.
I would tell old boy, don't get that girl pregnant.
Like what? Like don't
get that other woman pregnant. I'm telling you, don't get that other woman pregnant. It's going to make a whole clusterfuck out of the situation that he's in now. If he's toxic now and he gets her pregnant, it's gonna even get 10 times worse. Maybe sometimes babies save relationships, but 9 to 10 times leverage. But I don't, and yes, that is leverage, because let's call a spade, women have used babies as leverage every time and it's never failed. So
yeah, I just want to know, like, I'm still stuck on why he's still around with her and trying to do this with her. Like, is it like we've been through a lot of stuff or something? Like, what
that's
is that?
Honestly,
like,
what I feel. Because I'm, when I have this conversation with her, I'm confused. I'm just like, I don't get, and I'm like on the same page as you guys. Like, it's a waste of time. And there's, and yes, sometimes you have to think about the kids, but in this case, she's old enough to understand. Look,
understand, I think for him, he's better. If Gina's listening and she's a listener of the show, mm-hmm. Gina, I will advise you to tell him what's best for him, because what's best for him will trickle down what's best for his daughter. And the, you know what I mean? It trickles down. So ask him to take care of him first, and then it'll trickle down to the daughter and his relationship, mm-hmm. and possibly him and Gina being together and getting out of the upgrading from relationship from situationship. So that's what I would say.
That's funny, because that was what I was going to ask. Like, what advice do you guys have for Gina? But you said your piece. What about you?
I really have advice for him.
Okay.
Than her.
Okay.
Gina, keep doing you. You know what I'm saying? I don't know no name for this guy, but dude, wake up. That's all I got to say for you. Talk to your child and wake the fuck up and stop fucking around with a toxic relationship. Look at it for what it is, man. Stop trying to, like, think it's going to change or get better if it hasn't yet, so.
Dead it.
Yeah, it makes sense.
2 weeks in a row, dead it.
Right?
What's that saying for what they, like, for an idiot or
I definition know. Of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and
thinking
over
that
again.
It's going to change, and it never does.
You're doing the same thing expecting a different result, mm-hmm. is the definition of insanity.
Okay.
One of the definitions of insanity.
Especially, like, I believe that bringing his daughter into an already toxic situation, it's not going to get any better. You know,
and it sets a bad example
for
the daughter, thinking that, like, well, this is all relationships about, mm-hmm. because this is all I see. So this is what I could be expecting when I get old enough to date. And he has to, you know, realize that as well. And if he wants the best for his daughter, he has to set up a good step forward, mm-hmm. and know what to expect for men to how she should be treated.
Exactly.
So there you go. That's my jewels.
I hope he's listening.
You need to listen
to this episode and subscribe. And we release episodes on every Thursday. So get a bar of this episode. Jig is up. Anything else, Nessa?
Nope, that's it.
All right. Anything else amazing?
Insanity, not idiot. That's what that's what I was looking for. Insanity. Thank you, Marco.
All right. So segue. Definition of insanity. Doing things over and over and over and expecting a different result actually came to a fucking end. We're talking about sports right now. The Raiders finally fired that fucking DC defensive coordinator, Ken Norton Jr.
We were just talking about that too.
God, they fired his ass.
Yeah.
I mean, when that Patriot game pissed me the fuck off. Like, the first series of the game that Tom Brady, and this is Tom Brady. I understand. It's Tom Brady, one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time. Tom Brady the GOAT. But Tom Brady marched down the field, no huddle offense, and converted two fourth down conversions And he didn't throw bombs. He was dinking and dunking all his way through the fucking end zone and scored that first touchdown. If I was Jack Del Rio, I would have lost all patience. I would have been like, you know what? Give me your fucking headset. Give me your clipboard. Here's your ticket.
Give me your Microsoft Surface tablet. All that shit.
Get the fuck out of here, man. Like, honestly, bro. And it's so sad because, like, I went on Twitter and I saw Bruce Irvin. Because Bruce Irvin used to play linebacker with Ken Norton Jr. back in Seattle. And I think that's why Bruce Irvin came to Oakland, because Bruce Irvin came from Seattle. He was the linebacker's coach. He got updated to D.C. Of course, the rest was history. But Bruce Irvin was on Twitter getting mad saying, bullshit. And niggas let him have it on Twitter. They were showing stats of every major statistical and defense. Last, tied for last. Like, what do you mean, bullshit? Like, and my thing was, and one person said it in a comment, and I agree with them. He said, you should have played harder. Because people don't understand how impactful players make a defensive coordinator or any coordinator look good. Like I was talking to D. Riley with this at the gym. Ray Lewis is responsible for a lot of hirings of coaches, especially on the defensive side. When people were being defensive coordinators and linebackers coaches for the Baltimore Ravens under the tenure of Ray Lewis, like Jack Del Rio, like Marvin Lewis, like Chuck Pagano, who else I'm missing? Rex Ryan, all defensive guys, right? Mm-hmm. They all been hired as head coaches or defensive coordinators, all because of the spectacular play of Ray Lewis. That's how powerful a player can make an impact for a coach. But if your players are making you plays, you look like an idiot as a coach. And when you look like an idiot as a coach, you got to go. So plain and simple. And the Raiders have set a whole new record. The first team to go 10 or 11 weeks. I'm not fact checking right now. 10 or 11 weeks without an interception. That's fucking garbage. Like, straight out. Like, it's fucking garbage. Like, how in the fuck? Like, I'm surprised that we won 4 games. We should be 0-10 with those fucking stats. Like, for real. But, I mean, that's what I got to say. I'm not trying to go in. I know the homie Joe.
Slap in the face of the offense, Marco.
Shit, the offense. Hey, Todd Downing ain't too far. His ass should be—he's on the hot seat too. I don't give a fuck if it's his first year being offensive coordinator. You were handed the fucking Lamborghini with Derek Carr, that offensive line with Cooper and Crabtree and Seth. All the niggas, the receiving core pissed me the fuck off. 10 drops, my nigga. This ain't crooked.
Let's not forget the ground game. That's not happening.
No, the ground game was abandoned. That's what happened.
Mm. Yes.
Because we were rushing just fine, but he abandoned because we got so behind. So it was an ugly game. Something needed to happen. I'm glad they fired him. I hope Todd Downing's next because he sucked. And right now, the Denver Broncos just fired Mike McCoy, the offensive coordinator for the Broncos, your former head coach. They fired him.
Oh, yeah.
I was so picked that motherfucker up so fast. I was, hey, yeah. Todd, fuck that. You out of here. Either you want to be a quarterback's coach or you get the fuck out. Like, however you want to do this. I would pick up Mike McCoy in a heartbeat right now. But that's just me. Because you watched the game.
Yeah.
What were your thoughts?
I watched a few. I mean, I commented on the ground game. I was pissed that they weren't running as much when that was the one thing that was working. Man, as much as I want to like bag on the players,
the coaches is terrible.
The coaches, man.
Terrible coaching, man.
I don't know what the fuck. Because it's not just their ability. It's the mental state that they're in. Like, motherfuckers probably don't want to play fucking around with these whack ass coaches, man. Like, you seen
Reggie Nelson just
Carr going back and forth with the offensive coordinator.
Yeah.
And, oh, my God, dude.
You could just tell it's
Marshawn
turmoil.
Lynch, he didn't look too happy.
Marshawn Lynch, I would have been pissed off.
He's like,
off.
Man, fuck all this shit.
It's 4th-and-1, and you know he won that redemption game against the Patriots.
Mm-hmm.
When it was 4th-and-1, he, like, and you didn't give it to Marshawn Lynch, are you fucking hot? And that's why I made that tweet. I put it out there. I was like, honestly, I believe the NFL should start fucking drug testing some offense, some front office personnel and some coaching staff, because some of these play calls, like, you have to be high. Like, you have to be seriously on some shit for the fucking play call, the atrocious play call, because I just can't believe that you're just that fucking stupid. I believe that you're high. And the fact that the offensive line coach for the Miami Dolphins was on fucking, like, whatever, took a video of himself talking to his prostitute girlfriend.
Sniffing lines of coke
before a team meeting. Yes, it's time to test fucking coaching staff and front office people. Like, you need to, like for instance.
Start drug testing the owner.
like, for instance, the fucking Cleveland Browns had a chance to trade for A.J. McCarron from Cincinnati. The reason why they couldn't make the trade deadline, because they didn't send the fax on time.
I remember you told me that. I was like, what?
And that's
a piece
why,
of paper?
That's why the Cleveland Browns are 0-10 right now. Because the ineptitude of the front office. And I'm handing out cups, nigga. Fuck that. I'm handing cups, random drug testing. I don't know. Like, I don't get it. I don't get it.
So nah, I won't give them the luxury to pee. We take
so
your
how
blood.
You guys are like,
I'm pulling hair.
Irritated
fuck that.
About how that's going. You know, that's kind of how, like, what's going on with work. It's just like you guys are saying. Uh-huh. So the boss, she be tripping, and it's trickling down to the point where the workers don't want to be there. I caught out sick last week.
You're
because,
mentally checked out, right?
Yeah. Because of her negativity and her just making, like, doing stupid shit like that. Your players ain't going to want to play. Your team, your team's not going to want to be.
Some of
the
niggas are checking out. And it's crazy because the Broncos and the Raiders play each other next week. I look at the Broncos on the field. They look like they're checked out, too. Mm. Our guys are on the verge of checking out, so I don't know.
Verge?
Some of them do.
I'm just saying.
No, because the thing I would say, the reason why some of them are mentally checked out, they're going to do their job. They're going to perform at least 70% of their job, because at the same time,
That's how they get paid.
That's how they get paid. They gotta look 60% good.
60% can give them a check too, though.
But they have to. But remember the old saying.
That's a D plus.
Yeah, the old saying is tape. The tape don't lie. So once they become free agents, you know, scouts or GMs are gonna look at the tape and they're gonna be like, okay, let's check this dude out.
Yeah,
so
it's to save their butt.
Just to save cover their own ass. Mm-hmm. So.
60%.
Yeah, they're gonna do just they're gonna do just enough. So they can still get paid.
That's passing.
Yeah,
that's,
you know,
passing,
I mean?
Grades. 60%.
So they're just gonna do just enough. So I just wanted to talk about that. But another entertaining in the sports world. First, you know, I thought Triple B is gonna be making things happen. I thought they're gonna make America great again. Big ball of brand and Trump, but nope, their heads clashing right now. And I think you guys watched that interview on CNN with LeVar and the CNN anchor.
I couldn't watch all of it.
Yeah, that shit gave me a headache. I'm sorry. Like, that shit just gave me a fucking headache. I can't believe that I didn't watch it. I listened to it. Like, I just couldn't watch them, like, on YouTube. I just, like, let me put it down and just listen to it. Mm-hmm. And it was still a tough listen to me because, like,
I went back to it a few times. I'm like, I can't do it, dude.
It's like some of the points they made, like, okay, I understand what LeVar's saying. Like, okay, maybe he suggested. How do we know the ins and outs? And I don't know that, but from public perception, mm-hmm. it appears that he's ungrateful. And I know a lot of black folks are like, man, fuck Donald Trump. He shouldn't thank him anyway. Like, you know, it was like a publicity stunt in a sense to make Donald Trump.
It's embarrassing because
to make him look good and defeat his ego, because he's like, you should have said thank you. I'm like, motherfucker, you're the president of the United States. You're looking out for your citizens. It is
a service.
He said
that before he got them released too, though. I'm like, motherfucker, what are you doing? I wouldn't want to tell you thank you after you say that shit.
And LeVar went hella beyond, well, if he really wanted it, he should have came. It's not like he came there, flew to China to get him out of there. He just happened to be there, and he caught wind. And he should have caught on Air Force One. He should have, you know, put my boy on that plane on Air Force One and take him home. Like, LeVar, are you serious?
You know what? because I wouldn't want to tell Trump thank you. I like what he said. He was like,
"Yeah,
I'll thank the president, the leader in China, like,
yeah,
for
yeah.
releasing him, because he didn't have to, even if Trump,
yeah,
made the call, like,
yeah, because it was his, his final decision.
Yeah,
and I think like and people wanted Trump to paint him in the picture, like, yeah, he did that, and I think Trump was trying to redeem himself from the Central Park Five. Remember the Central Park Five?
Mm-hmm.
That he was like." Writing letters to the newspaper talking about, I want you to, they should deserve the death penalty, even though, like, they were innocent. They were found not guilty mm-hmm. of that charge. So I think he was trying to, like, make up for that shit.
He fucked up by, like, coming with the kiss the ring approach, though.
Yeah.
He was like, you know, I'm going to try to get these boys out. But they, like, he was saying, I don't know mm-hmm. word for word, but he was basically saying, you guys have to say thank you.
Yeah.
And it's
even
like,
before
like
he got them out.
Y'all a favor, which technically he is, but, like, it's not like
but like the thing is, it's like you
right,
are not.
Fucking ask you to do that,
right?
But the thing is, you are not a king. You are a president. You were elected by the people. You're by the people for the people. So when you put yourself in the highest office like that, you're not supposed to be. You're supposed to be the commander in chief. You're not supposed to be the ruler and king. It's a difference. Like, you are there to serve the people that voted for you,
mm-hmm.
to serve, not to rule. So. That's the difference right there. What else I want to touch on?
We decide your fate.
You know what I mean? Like, and they did thank him on the speech.
That's what I was saying too. If
even
I was
though even
Levar.
it was a written speech, like, but they still thanked them. Like,
my son
thanked
you. I don't have to thank you. My son thanked
that
you.
Was just
he's
ego.
The one that you got.
Yeah,
out.
That was just all ego. So I understand why LeVar he said no. Thank you. You know what I mean? And I could see, like, I kind of see both sides of it.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
like, you ungrateful motherfucker.
Yeah.
But Donald Trump fucked up by saying, well, I should have left their asses, those basketball players. Yeah. Just say what you want. I should have left them niggas in jail.
Sons exactly. of bitches, Marco.
Sons of bitches, sons of niggas, bitches. Thugs, whatever you want to call them. I should have left their ass rot in jail.
And first, these NFL players want to kneel, these sons of bitches. And now these motherfuckers want
to
steal
say thank,
shades.
Say shades and
in
not
China?
Thank me.
Sons of bitches.
And it's so funny because it's so sad. I feel sorry for LeVar Burton,
mm-hmm.
the actor, Star Trek, Reading Rainbow. Yeah. He got caught in a crossfire because he shared the same first name as LeVar Ball. Even though it's spelled differently.
Same initials.
Yeah.
LB.
LVB. You know what I mean? But the thing is, LeVar Burton's name is spelled LEVAR. And LeVar is LAVAR.
Yeah.
So it's like, and motherfucking Trump supporters were showing no chill on LeVar Burton's
they were showing
Twitter
ignorance.
Account. They were showing mad ignorance.
They were
ignorance.
Showing ignorance. Like stupidity.
You has been like. Actor. You motherfucking, your son was stealing. Like, LeVar Burton, I don't
that
think
just that goes to show. That just goes to show they didn't do their research. They just jumped the gun and listened to what Trump said and ran with the shit. They didn't even find out.
Dog whistle, man.
That's some
such,
dumb shit
that
right
is
there. All,
that is the, like some dog whistle on dog whistle shit, man. Like Pavlov the law. You
I'm
know
about
what I mean?
To tweet this LeVar person. Wait. Like, his name L-A? Not L-E?
Yeah, like.
Let's look for L-A. Let's look for L-A LeVar.
LeVar. Okay.
Yeah. Like, he's like, come on, man. Leave Reading Rainbow alone, man.
You and your son should be ashamed of yourself.
See, how about this? You should have took a look. It's in a book.
Stupid.
By Reading Stupid. Rainbow, you would have known that you had the wrong LeVar, damn it. Man, leave that man alone, man. Shit.
That shit's so funny.
Shit, fucking up my childhood Star Trek.
Aww.
I used to watch it. Leave that man alone, man. He ain't done nothing.
We
to
used
nobody.
To call him the Black Cyclops.
I just hope I just hope LeVar Burton doesn't have like a fucking sexual assault case on him because everybody in Hollywood, anybody in the entertainment industry, or even anybody in any position of power are getting caught up.
I feel a segue coming along.
You know, I mean, not necessarily the segment, like a tangent, like Ruffel Simmons.
Ruthcott. Get the Ruthcott
so
now.
Stupid.
Russell Simmons got caught up, man. I was like, damn, Uncle Rush? You too? Hanging around with Brett Ratner? Damn. It's all fucked up. Like, my advice for niggas who are in positions of power, be careful, man. You gotta start IDing these chicks because some of these girls are minors. You gotta be delicate, man. You gotta walk on eggshells. You're like, you gotta find a chick who's thirsting after you to make sure is consensual.
Not just that, he got put on blast for trying to protect
the agent.
One of his own.
No, he tried to protect the agent. He tried to tell Terry Crews, like, yeah, show some mercy on him. Terry Crews was like,
he said, give him a pass.
Pass,
right?
And Terry Crews was all caps, no pass. I can see him. Damn, but you know, Terry Crews is putting his career at risk. He probably, yeah.
You know what it is, though? Remember he talked about what he went through in his NFL career?
Yeah.
About, you know, being, I think, verbal abused, mm-hmm, and stuff and treated unfairly.
Yeah.
I guess he's not going for that shit no more. You know, maybe his, yeah, money making money on his own now.
Maybe he putting some money on Bitcoin or some shit. Yeah, making some money.
Who
knows?
Maybe he can talk that shit now. I don't know.
And that's the thing about when you have money. Like, you could talk to your boss any kind of way. Because I'm pretty sure once niggas start making a whole lot of money, mm-hmm, boss say something snarky, you like, nigga, fuck you. Right, I'm only here just for fun.
Imagine winning the lottery right now, Marco, and still working at your job.
Oh,
you want to do some overtime? Fuck no. As a matter of fact, I'm taking tomorrow off.
You know what? You can use all my hours I accumulated. And then I'll send a 2 weeks notice still during vacation.
I'm going to send an email and shit. Get burnt.
I don't know. I don't want your letter of recommendation, nigga. I'm good.
Recommend these nuts.
Right. That's what I'm talking about. That's how you recommend.
That's how you get it, man. What's the last thing? Okay. Let's get it out the way, man. Justice League. Everybody seen it?
Yes.
Yeah.
What's y'all thoughts, man?
Oh, you looking at me? Okay, yeah, you waiting for me to say something?
Yeah.
I mean, man, dude, like, it's the same thing I got from Batman versus Superman and Suicide Squad, like, as far as, like, the way the story was kind of feeling rushed, a lot of people were saying, I get that. And then people would say there's no character development because some of the characters weren't introduced until this movie, and they, mm-hmm, still technically weren't introduced in a way. Mm-hmm. They just showed up like, yeah, I've been here. Where you been at?
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I look at it, I take it the same way I took watching Star Wars Episode 4. It was the first movie that came out, but it was Episode 4.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, give DC time to explain these characters. You'll just watch it later in a different order. You know what I'm saying? Like, I enjoyed the movie overall. I do see, like, it does feel kind of weird when it's rushed, though.
Yeah.
But overall, I still enjoyed the movie.
All right. What about you, Ness?
I, too, did enjoy the movie, but what I was discussing with one of my writers was, I just feel like there was just, it was missing some, like, epicness, if that makes sense.
Throughout the whole movie?
No, not throughout the whole movie. I guess it's because, how do I say this? It was a step up from BVS, but I guess because it came after Wonder Woman, and Wonder Woman was so fucking dope that it kind of overshadowed that in a sense, if that makes sense.
Because I think the reason why, because
I get it. Yeah, I get it.
Wonder Woman was a standalone movie, and you got invested in her character. It's hard to do an ensemble movie. It's hard to do an ensemble movie with iconic characters off the rip. You know what I mean? Some people didn't even like how Batman was introduced. People wanted a more, you know, grander introduction of Batman. People wanted a more grander introduction of all these characters. I think the only group that could start a movie without, you know, doing an origin story is X-Men, because even though that's an iconic group, there are only a few iconic superheroes on there. The most iconic one, of course, is Wolverine. So there's no pressure on, like, a Storm origin story or Jean Grey or a Cyclops. But when it comes to the Justice League or even the Avengers, you kind of have to, like, get these people invested. Like,
With X-Men, it's already a group. Justice League and Avengers are more
like homies just get together. Like, yeah.
It's like an all-star game.
Yeah, it's like an all-star lineup.
You take all the best and then put them together. Like
for me, like I said, as a DC fan, like I had a lot of fanboy moments. I was happy about like seeing a Green Lantern. I'm spoiling. Yeah, seeing a Green Lantern out there, seeing Atlantis. You know, because we get a small taste of what's gonna happen in the Aquaman movie. We see how Atlantis will look. Not a full description, but seeing. Because I was always curious, like, fuck, they're going to do an Aquaman movie? Like, how the fuck they're going to make it?
Yeah.
It's going to be hard for CGI to get the details of being underwater, seeing the hair move, the fish, and all that shit. But I think it was an okay introduction of Jason Momoa. And, you know, word has it, Kevin Sugihara, the CEO of Warner Brothers, made a mandate that the movie had to be under 2 hours. So that hurt a lot of the, they had to cut a lot of shit out. That, you know, the studio meddling once again hurt this movie, just like it hurt BVS, just like it hurt Suicide Squad. They didn't touch Wonder Woman. I think Patty Jenkins, like, I don't know. She had to check some niggas, you know, like, you ain't touching my shit. You know, I'm gonna make sure there's no director's cut. This is like, you know, it was good filmmaking, but. The CGI, oof, you know, that Superman mustache in the beginning of the movie looked like his mouth was swollen. Like, that was a cover-up for Henry Cavill's mustache that he had when he was filming Mission Impossible 6. Because they had to do research shoots. He already had the mustache. The production company for Mission Impossible was like, nah, he's not cutting off his mustache. So there was a little riff about the whole mustache shit. Mm-hmm. And they come to a compromise and, ugh. That mustache was bad.
I think it would have been a better situation to put a mustache on him for 007 or whatever instead of
Mission Impossible.
I mean Mission Impossible instead of CGIing a mustache off him. That's I don't know why it was so important to keep hair on his face.
As a film critic, I can see why people hate it. As a DC fan, I see why people love it. Period. I mean, it got, 40% on Rotten Tomatoes, 84% approval by the fans.
And there was, you know, the first half of the movie is the only one I speak of as far as it feeling rushed. Mm-hmm. Where the second half was more organic and epic. Epicness.
I don't know. No? Just the fight scenes weren't that, like, I don't know. I guess I expected a little bit more. Just like I said, just being more epic. It just didn't. I don't know. It didn't really.
You didn't like how Steppenwolf,
Wolverine.
Not Wolverine, but you didn't like how Steppenwolf was like going around catching phase with some of the members. I'm sorry, he fucked up Aquaman on a 1-on-1 easy. Like,
I like how Aquaman was kind of getting him at the end when it was just him against him or whatever. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Even though everybody else is jumping in.
Yeah. Like, he was smacking the shit out of Wonder Woman. But people don't understand. Steppenwolf is a bad motherfucker. Like, he's not a people say he's a weak villain because he's a weak villain in the comics. Mm-hmm. There's only instances that you see, like, Steppenwolf going there whoop ass. Like, he actually, like, handles the Justice League by himself. If you guys read the source material, like, with ease. You know what I mean? But, I mean, he's a new god, so I guess that's how it is, you know. People didn't understand the mother boxes. They are power. They are there to unite and make Earth become the new apocalypse. The home, you know, the dark side that he's serving.
I can see why people tried to compare it to Marvel, the way Marvel system was. Because if they would have built up each movie with the mother box in it and all that shit, then it would look like the Infinity Stones.
So that's why I'm glad what they did at the end credit scene.
Mind you, there was two to those that didn't stay because I heard some people didn't stay.
Yeah,
they
were like, leaving
because they were like, it's a DC movie, it's not Marvel, so they left.
Marvel and DC movies ain't the only ones that do that shit, by the way.
Yeah, so I'm glad that they are going the route of the Legion of Doom instead of trying to go straight to Darkseid. And I think it's better because I think Warner Brothers.
Spoiler alert.
I think Warner Brothers caught wind of people saying, I'm tired of seeing the CGI villain. So what's the best way to counter that? Get some actual people. as villains. You have Lex Luthor. You introduced Slade Wilson, played by Joe Manganiello, that every fan, DC comic fan, wanted Joe Manganiello to play as Deathstroke because he looks just like Slade Wilson.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's going to be...
We got what? Black Manta?
Black Manta is going to be in the Aquaman movie. And it could be Cersei for Wonder Woman. It could be Cheetah for Wonder Woman. It could be Grid for Cyborg or Toyman. If you don't, hey, people underestimate Toyman. You know, and for people who don't know Deathstroke, a lot of people thought that was Deadpool. Like, that's where Deadpool came from. He came from Deathstroke. Like,
Slade Wilson
was the Wade original. Wilson. Mm-hmm. Wade Wilson, Deathstroke. Like, Deadpool is the parody version of Deathstroke, as Lobo is the parody version of Wolverine. Not many people knew that about Lobo, but Lobo is the parody version of Wolverine. But yeah, for those who don't know, Deathstroke, that's a bad motherfucker. I'm telling you right now. If you ever play Arkham Origins and you had to fight Deathstroke 101 and you're button mashing, you'll get your ass beat. You know, Slade Wilson, he is Captain America that kills. So think about a soldier that kills, and he has whooped Batman's ass on a 1-on-1 in multiple bases. So that's gonna be fun to watch. But yeah, Justice League.
I'm just, you know, what? Who else you think they'll add to the Legion or Doom?
Oh, I mean, like I said, for Wonder Woman, either Cheetah or Cersei.
Mm-hmm.
I think Deathstroke is gonna be Batman's villain. Even though Deathstroke, he serves so many, like, he could be a villain. Yeah, he's not primarily a Batman villain.
Yeah.
But they just started putting him there. He's a Teen Titans villain first.
Mm-hmm.
Then a Nightwing. Then Batman. Then Arrow. You know what I mean? So, like, he has all these other, you know, he could be an antagonist for anybody. I would say for Superman, Lex Luthor. Cersei or Cheetah for Wonder Woman, Grid for Cyborg, and maybe Sinestro for Green Lantern.
What about for Flash?
Reverse Flash, off top.
Well, I mean, there's...
Reverse Flash. It has to be Reverse Flash because his dad is in jail.
Okay.
And his dad is in jail because of the Reverse Flash killing the mom.
Mm-hmm.
Henry Allen's in jail because of the Reverse Flash killing his mom,
mm-hmm,
and framing him. You know what I mean? So... That's the setup for Flashpoint. But I don't want to see another Justice League movie maybe 3 or 4 years from now. You got to set up these standalone movies. You got to get people invested in caring about these individual characters before you team them up again.
I want a Flashpoint movie now. I don't... Give me Flashpoint right now. I don't care. You already did Justice League. Just go ahead and keep going. No.
You stupid.
Yeah, but a lot of shit goes down on Flashpoint. I don't know if they're going to stay that faithful to the source material, but if it goes down the way it's supposed to, y'all going to see Gal Gadot play as a bad woman.
That would be dope.
You're going to see Jason Momoa out there playing as a bad guy. You're going to see, hopefully, Jeffrey Dean Morgan playing as Batman. It's going to be a lot of shit. What else?
What if they use that to go into an Injustice movie?
Well, you saw some Injustice-esque stuff in BVS. You know what
exactly.
I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like Elseworld, you know, mm-hmm, shit happens if Superman end up becoming a herald of Darkseid and taking over. Because when Batman had that nightmare sequence, Earth looked just like Apocalypse with the lava coming out of the mm-hmm earth and shit, looking like Mad Max Free Road, like just every no man's land type shit. So that could be a thing in the future. That could be a thing in another Earth that Batman was introduced.
And that was Flash. That was in his...
I don't think it was even a dream sequence. I think that shit really happened.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too.
I think that shit really happened because... And people's like, why is he just in one place? Because he's in the... He's in the cosmic treadmill. I mean, in the cosmic treadmill for the Flash, geeks, you know, people who know, he could time travel
because
he's so fast that he could bend time. So he hasn't even tapped that potential in the Justice League just yet. So He'll hit that Speed Force soon enough.
I just, because I see Flashpoint happening, but I also see like an Injustice type of movie happening.
For me, like I said, you gotta handle Flash with care. I say put Flashpoint, just take your time. They're already doing Aquaman's supposed to come out next year. Then you have what else after that? Wonder Woman 2 is supposed to be in development. Shazam is in development. And I heard The Rock is going to make his debut in Suicide Squad 2 as Black Adam. So that's going to be
very interesting.
But for Marvel fans, don't get it fucked up. I like Marvel too. I just can't stand the double standard bullshit y'all do on DC. I like both. So critics are fucking up the genre.
Yeah, it's the critics.
Critics are fucking up the genre, man.
It's the critics, but it's not just the critics.
It's
a lot of dick writers, man.
Yeah, so dick writers and critics are fucking up the genre, man. This, you would want both universes to be great, not just one, because it'd be boring. Like, if it's just Marvel, nigga, I'm going to be bored out of my fucking mind. I want to see other shit.
I want DC to do well, too. I want to see both go, you know, go up, glow up.
Yep, glow up. But what my thing I'm concerned about DC now that they had a low they perform below expectation when it comes to domestic ticket sales.
Oh, yeah.
Their projection was from like 110, 120, but they hit 94. Oof. That's not good. But I would call for Kevin Sugihara's head. Cause you motherfucker are the one who mandated a 2-hour movie with 5 to 6 iconic characters. You motherfucker made that call.
Yeah, underdeveloped characters or some not some that weren't introduced that needed to be.
And it turned off a lot of other DC fans, like the DC fans that love Zack Snyder, because Zack Snyder didn't get to finish the movie. They had Joss Whedon have to come in there and do some reshoots and shit like that. And he got a screenplay credit for it. Now, it's not totally all Zack Snyder's. It's not fully his movie. I'll say 80% of it is Zack Snyder's movie, and the other 20% goes to Whedon. Whedon, like, for me, I could tell when it was a Whedon shot or a Whedon moment, when it was like more digital looking shots instead of film looking shots, and the comedic dialogue. So, you know, that's the difference. But for me as a fan, I will give it, you know, a 7.5. I'll give that movie a 7.5. I'm just grading it out of 10. So that's about it. It's still a fun movie.
Yeah.
It's not perfect, but
I was going to give it like a 6.75 or a 7.
Yeah. Hey, 6.75, you know? So it's not the best movie, but it's not like a fucking, you'll claw your eyes out if you were watching a fucking Fantastic Four movie. So when people say it's the worst thing they've ever seen, then I'm just like, well, you haven't watched Four Stick then. No shots at Michael B. Jordan, but that was just a terrible movie. What would you say, Ness?
I would give it a 7. Like I said, I did enjoy it. I did enjoy it. I was supposed to watch it again, but
yeah, it's not as bad as people make it out to be.
Yeah, like when I hear like negative stuff, I'm just like, what?
And I'm surprised. And I'm surprised. I got to give a shout out to the brother Ray Fisher, man. I liked his performance as Cyborg. I think he's a good actor. That was his first time on film. He's a Broadway actor, and he brought it.
Yeah, so he did a good job. Damn good job.
So I want to see more Ray Fisher. I don't think he's ready to have a standalone movie, but I would like to see. Oh yeah, Cyborg is also in the Flashpoint universe too. So,
yep,
and Martha Wayne is also the Joker in the Flashpoint universe. So,
I was just laughing because you know in the movie when he did his line, his booyah line, I thought about Mark.
Oh yeah, booyah, yeah. Mark was like, "Don't say booyah."
It's a cringe moment for me. Booyah. I'm like, come on, man. Leave that shit for the cartoon, dog.
That's fan service right there. Because when I went to watch
people clap when he said it.
Yeah, booyah. Yeah. Yeah, they're like the crit. Like,
I'm looking around. There better be kids. God dang it.
Like, I ain't going to lie. When I went there for the fan screening with Kenlin, Like, when he said Booyah, the fans were like, they were happy the motherfucker.
That is so funny.
It's, hey, man. Hey, that's man. Another thing, too. Like, that's why DC fans were sticking together. Like, man, fuck this shit. Like, you're not just going to kill our universe off, man. We'll go and watch this movie 10 times if you have to. Aww. You're not going to kill us off. Like, there's some gung-ho, like, you know DC lovers. Like,
to be honest, you know what? If it comes, I'll be more mad if they kill off the universe more so here in Booyah. So, I'm fine with hearing Booyah then.
Oh, but man.
Booyah. I'm like, ah!
Anything else, man? I think we just covered some little things, you know? I think that was it. That's all I had. But
yeah, I just have my question of the night.
Question of the night. She's scrolling.
Sorry. Question of the night. Okay. Question of the night, fellas. Can men or women have BFFs of the opposite sex?
Fuck no. No, I'm just
joking. And I say this, and I want to know if you guys agree. So I was talking to, you know, the dude that I mess with, and we were having a conversation about that. I said something, my male best friend, my male BFF, and he was like, "You're what?" I was like, "Oh, I was like my male best friend." And he was just like, "When'd you get one of those?"
Uh-oh.
And I was like, I'll get it after, sorry.
It's okay. I'll just keep drinking a little bit more water.
Drink your water, mind your business. Nah. Yep. But you know, he was just like, you never mentioned this guy. And I was like, oh, well, because he lives in Riverside and we haven't seen each other for like a couple years. But like around each other's birthday, like, you know, I'll talk to him. He talks to me. We just, you know, living our lives. And he was just like, oh.
So we not, okay. Your, okay. We not your best friends.
You guys are, but it's like we don't hold the title, if that makes sense. It goes in.
Damn, so we're in a situationship when it comes to friends?
I hate you guys.
Oh, shut up. That's fucked up. I'm hurt. You hurt my feelings.
Wait, and it's funny you say that. I'll say why in a second. So anyway, this is what he said. Based off of this definition, you guys are not my best friends. But he said that basically if you have a BFF that's of the opposite sex, basically y'all smashed, things didn't work out, and you're like, oh, we're better off as friends because you guys are like, we're vibing, but just not in that type of way. He said that that's kind of what he feels like a best friend would be, of the opposite sex. Do you guys agree?
I disagree, because a BFF, like, that can be platonic. And I know on past episodes, I know, like, it's highly unlikely that a man and a woman could be platonic friends, but it is a realm of possibility that it could just be just strictly platonic. So I believe that, to
but
a degree.
But do you see where he's getting? Yeah, why yeah, he yeah. Would say that.
I you can know. See why you say that, but at the same time, that's not the end all be all. Yeah. Best friends and opposite sex. You know.
Yeah, because homegirls can have gay best friends.
That's true.
Guys could have lesbian best friends.
I've literally had a homegirl that I'm like, you like a sister to me. Ugh. You know what I'm saying? I'm like,
damn.
Yeah. Yeah. Sex with you. Ugh.
I can't do it.
It's funny because
she wasn't like ugly though.
I have 3 guys that I'm really cool with. And it's funny because within a week, like, they've said something about me being their best friend. And I feel like I said, besides my best friend, whose birthday just passed, besides him, besides him, he's the only one that I say, oh, you know, oh, that's my best friend. But the other two guys, they're like my best friend, but I've never, it doesn't really go inside. But mm-hmm. I had told him, because, you know, when he said, oh, you never mentioned him, you always talk about Marco and Mark. And I thought those were your best friends. I was like, they are. But, like,
she's
that
like,
goes.
Nigga, no.
But I said, the funny thing is that I was like, they know more about me than even some of my, or than even my female best friend. You guys know some things that even my female best friend, who has been my best friend because her birthday was yesterday, today's her birthday. Oh yeah, my bad. No, I did tell her happy birthday. Wait, no, I didn't. Okay, but that's neither here nor there. She's going to get a text. It's still, I still got time. It's
neither
9 o'clock.
Neither here nor there. No, it's
damn,
it's
I got
here.
Time, cuz.
She said neither
here
nor
there. I made a post. I made a post at 6 o'clock in the morning. So I, yeah. But anywho, so yes, you guys know more about me and some of my personal things than my female best friend. So that's why I say it goes unsaid for you guys.
All right. But yeah, like I said, men, opposite sex, they still can be BFFs. It doesn't necessarily mean because it was a misfire when it comes to smashing each other that, you know, that's what it means. Like, that's when girls be saying, oh, that's like my brother. Or, I mean, kind of like, it goes back to that, what's that?
That's my homeboy.
It comes back to that one song by, Bryson Tiller, you know? It's like, oh, that's your homeboy? That's your brother? Like, y'all ain't related? Y'all must be fucking, you know what I mean? Like,
or what Fabulous said.
Oh, what did Fab say?
If any dude with you, he better be a KD now. Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's the principal
it's
now.
It's the principal now, yep.
So
I don't know. So okay, so you mean to tell me, I mean, obviously y'all both are in relationships. So obviously you guys think highly of your girls. And I'm not just saying that because y'all here. They do speak highly of you guys. So for them to be like, oh yeah, I have, you know, oh, it's my best friend or it's just my brother or whatever, but he's attractive. You're going to think that you won't think nothing of it.
Honestly. Oh, I mean, if he was attractive, then, like, I would just have to, like, trust. You know what I mean? But it'll be lingering in the back of your mind. Like,
yeah, it's definitely going to cross your mind.
It's going to cross your mind. Like, it's the same thing if I had a homegirl that was, like, mad attractive. And she's like, you talked to her today? What the fuck y'all talked about?
What the fuck y'all talking about?
You know what I mean? So it raises things, but it's a possibility that people can still be friends, so
okay.
Don't trip on it too much. If you really trust your mate, you gotta trust him.
Well, I guess that's why I'm single, huh?
No, you got trust issues.
No, they don't trust me.
They don't trust you.
You know what? It's not just the trust. You know, because like, if I hear something like that's my homeboy, something I'm like, did he like you before?
Your antennas are gonna be raised.
What was the past like?
That's why he said that, because he was like, you never talked about him. I was like, oh, I posted him on his birthday. And then, like, he does skits and stuff. He has over, 1.2 million followers. And he's just like, oh, y'all best friends.
This nigga got 1.2 million followers. He's popping on social media. You know what I mean? You sure he didn't just slide in your DMs just to say hi? Like, come on.
Y'all do a lot of relationship skits together.
Mm-hmm. Art imitating life ass niggas.
You
okay.
As hell.
I see y'all fake fucking in that bed. Is it really fake?
How many texts did that happen, huh?
What the fuck?
Y'all only got a minute on Instagram.
Said, how many texts did that happen?
I can't stand
y'all rehearsed
that.
And shit?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, question of the night. Yes, you can have a best friend of the opposite sex.
Yes, you can.
It's possible, but to me, it's rare.
But it still can happen. But yeah, man, I think this wraps it up, man. So make sure you like us on Facebook. Leave a review. Like I said, we want to get a community popping on there. So go ahead, keep it up. Turn up the likes. We're trying to get to 200. Please help us out. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at JigIsUpPod. Also, send us your questions, comments, or suggestions at JigIsUpPodcast@gmail.com. If you want to backtrack our episodes, if you're not on YouTube or any of those things, you can go to our website, thejigisuppodcast.com, catch up on our episodes through there as well. So no further ado, shout outs, parting words. Let's start with ladies first. Nessa, what you got?
I'm just gonna shout out my November birthday peoples, because there's a fucking lot of you guys.
Mm-hmm.
So start off with my dad. His birthday was on the 2nd. My sister was on the 4th. The 5th was, you guys know, Princess.
So a lot of them been conceived during Valentine's.
Yeah,
yep.
Pretty much. Mm-hmm. So shout out to
Super
Michael.
Bowl babies and Valentine's babies. Got it.
Shout out to Michael. His name's Michael Jordan. He doesn't play basketball, though, but that's Princess's
brother.
Or
Michael B. Jordan.
No, not Michael B. Jordan. my grandma who passed away. It was her birthday. My cousin Cookie,
What? My, you got a Taraji P. Henson in your family?
It's a dude.
He should put Monster out of Cookie, nigga.
Why is a dude named Cookie, though?
That was his nickname growing up. Like
you know, you that's call like Cookie Monster.
That's like on the Kings of Comedy when Cedric was talking about some dude called himself Delicious. Can't be down the street. Yo, Cookie!
Cookie. No, you can no. Those are not the. You cannot compare those two.
Cookies delicious. Are delicious.
Oh my god!
Nigga, I'm gonna call him a certain cookie. You. I ain't gonna just call him
just
cookie.
Not him.
I'm gonna call that nigga Snickerdoodle or something.
Snickerdoodle.
Hey, Snickerdoodle.
Hey, sugar cookie.
He says sugar cookie.
Snickerdoodle. Macadamia nigga, come here.
Macadamia.
Hey, yo, chocolate chip ass nigga. Come on, man. Let's go.
No.
I hate you.
I ain't calling him cookie. I'm gonna call him a specific cookie.
Call him instead of Mrs. Fields, Mr. Fields.
Hey, you oatmeal raisin ass nigga, get your ass in the car. Let's go.
You stupid. Not little Debbie,
since
but little Daryl.
They clowning on Cookie. They clowning on Cookie. I'm just gonna go by his gunman name, Romel.
Romel.
So happy birthday to Romel. My best friend G, also known as Gerald. And then my best friend's birthday, Lorraine, today. Happy birthday, Lorraine. And my brother's birthday is on Thanksgiving, so happy birthday to my brother. I think I covered all the November babies. And then, also want to shout out to Naturally Shaw. She actually lives in California. Actually, she lives in San Diego. I want to say she lives in Spring Valley. She created her own whipped shea butter. She does a bunch of natural products. And she did a contest last month on IG, and I actually won. So we linked up yesterday. I don't know if you guys saw my snap, but she gave me like 10 different products that I'm actually going to try, and I said I'll do a little review on it. So I thought that was dope, like, you know, okay. Natural hair products. And being from San Diego, that's dope.
That's what's up. That's what's up.
So, yeah.
Make it moves.
Shout out to her.
I want to know these results, too.
I want to, I'll let y'all know. I'm excited to
better come
it.
In here next week with your hair
smelling
looking
good,
wet.
Huh?
Want to see your hair looking wet.
Yeah, just don't let it scare you like last episode.
Huh?
Don't let it scare you like last episode.
Wait, what?
Remember last episode? Your
oh
hair went
my
down
God.
Your
oh
it was
my
a spider.
God. That shit was so scary.
She jumped like she was in the Whaley house
part
or some
her
shit.
Hair started falling down her. She jumped like, oh.
That was
hair
funny.
Was like this. Out of nowhere.
I told her a ghost touched her hair.
Because it's not like it just fell, like it flipped over.
I know,
over.
The joke was like, what
the
ghost was like,
closed.
What is that?
There
the
was
window
no
was
wind.
Closed and it
the
flipped
fan wasn't
over.
On.
Like, that shit was so scary.
Maybe a situationship ghost is following you.
He's so dumb.
Maybe Michael Keaton's Beetlejuice
oh
was doing
gosh.
That.
Oh, my gosh.
Just say his name 3 times and that's what's going in front of the mirror.
I'm good.
Just say Cookie 3 times.
I can't stand you guys. Oh, shit. You see what I have to deal with? You see what I have to deal with?
Is that your cousin?
That's my cousin.
You come walking in looking like Candyman?
It's a deep
somebody
voice.
Call for Cookie.
Some deep voice Tony Todd looking ass nigga.
He's actually short and Filipino.
Okay.
Well, Filipinos can have deep voices too. Shit.
No, you guys are. You talking about Candyman? You talking about these big black guys? Like he's not even black.
Hey, it sounds black to me.
Hey, Filipinos are the they're considered the blacks of Asian. So, all right, whatever.
This is true. This is true.
Oh my gosh, I haven't heard that one.
I have.
Yeah, shit, I heard that plenty of times.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Oh, this is my first time hearing that.
Yeah, y'all are black Asians.
Yeah.
I said, y'all, like, I ain't got nothing in me.
I got no Asian. None. Part Scandinavian. Ain't that a bitch?
So, wait.
Part Brit.
Oh,
aren't
you
Brit?
Just messed it up for me. Now he gonna walk in talking like Pacquiao. Oh, somebody want to get for cookie? Like,
what?
Yeah.
That is a horrible Filipino accent.
I never had one. So.
All right, easy.
What's your point?
Who you got?
Shout outs to Cookie.
Oh my god. She's so stupid. Right.
Shout outs to Monica. Shout outs to mine and Corona. She always is very welcoming every Thanksgiving. I just won't be able to make it this year. Yeah. Shout outs to her.
Yeah.
Shout outs to Black Friday.
This motherfucker.
Shout out to Black Friday. I want to say happy birthday, Mom. Love you.
Today's her birthday?
Yeah, oh, yeah. That's birthday. What I want to say happy birthday to my pops, my best too. Friend. Since Nessa started it off.
Wait,
my
so pops all of birthday. Our parents have a birthday in November?
I guess. Yeah, my crazy. Pop's birthday was on the 4th.
I guess my
same as
my sister.
I guess my grandfather was off the. I guess my grandfather was off that brown liquor around Valentine's Day or so.
Which one? Which brown liquor? That purple bag. That Crown Royal.
I think he would drink Crown Royal. You know, I think my grandfather.
That Irking jerk. That ENJ.
Probably. Rest in peace, Granddaddy. And Grandma. What else? Shout outs to Sci-Hi the Prince and Jaden Smith. I enjoy both of their albums. I keep going back and forth on whose album to listen to. So thank you guys for the good music. And shout outs to Natalie for hanging out with me. She wanted to be around me.
Aww, when she doesn't she?
Look at her. She's smiling from ear to ear.
Oh, gosh.
She laughing and shit. But, you know, it's what happens when you get in a relationship. You know, someone wants to be around you. Isn't that weird? You know what I'm saying? You meet someone.
And you stare at them.
You stare at them. And they want to be around you. I don't know, man. Once y'all get in relationships, y'all understand.
Meanwhile.
Hey, that's you in a situational shit. Stop throwing a pity party. You're in a situational shit. And he called you during the episode.
Hey.
The jig is up.
Question.
Yes.
Don't you be having D appointments?
Hello, bye.
Yeah. In the discussion.
Somebody's getting some.
In the discussion.
I don't know what your problem is.
So if you like to listen.
Hey! That's my job.
That's Mark Lovett.
If you enjoy listening to this podcast as much as we love making it, because we do what we love and love what we do. You know what I gotta say.
The jig is up.
And we out. And thank you for this. We'll be right back.